Malchus chapter 8, Mishnah 1. Kol korbanos hatzibur, any communal offering, vayachid, or any private offering, bo min haaretz, must come from the land, obviously the land of Israel, umichutz laaretz, and also from outside the land of Israel. Meaning, the crop, all the mincha offerings, all these flowers and breads and matzah offerings that we're talking about, the crop that you use can come from inside Eretz Israel or from outside of Eretz Israel. The wheat could be grown inside or outside of Eretz Israel. Minacharash minayashin, it could come from the new crop or the old crop in a particular chutz mina omer, except two exceptions. The omer offering, ushtay alechem, and the two loaves that are brought on Shavuot, she'ainam boin ele minacharash, they had to come from the new crop, umina aretz, and they had to come from crop that was grown inside of Eretz Israel. And that's learnt out from the psukim dealing with those crops that the Kati brings over here. You can look at that, you'll see how he learns it out. And in all cases, the crop has to be the choicest of crop. Mustn't like bring the, you know, from the shlenta crop. The ezim muvchar, and what was the best crop in those times? Michmas umazonicha, from two places called Michmas and Mizonicha, Alpha Lasolis. That was like the best flour. In Eretz Yisrael at that time, or the Mishnah, that was where the best flour came from. Shnei Elohim, and the second best place was Chaforayim, a place called Chaforayim Babika, which was in a valley. And Kol Ha'aretzot Hayu Kosheros, and all provinces are kosher in Eretz Yisrael, Ela Mikan Hayu Mevim, but they used to bring it from these places. This was like the best of the best wheat in those days.